Now, joining me in studio is Gerry Daly. How are you doing, Gerry?
Very good, Ray.
It's a big day.
It's the finale of the competition that has been running all summer, and what a what a wet day to celebrate.
Fine ale, as my 8-year old.
Finale.
Yeah, I said that's finale. No, it's spelled fine ale, Daddy. Finale. So we've been asking people for the last few months to send us in pictures and descriptions of their gardens, and particularly work they have done during lockdown. And Borbia and Growmore and everybody else have given us 5,000 euro to give away. So what we have to do today is announce 5 runners-up in our 5 categories and then a winner. And the 5 runners-up get 100 euro each, and then the winner gets 500 euro in cash.
So that's 30 prizes in all.
Yes. We've a lot of work to do between now and 4:30, Gerry. How are you?
Great.
Yeah.
Have it all here.
You have it all there. You're ready to go. What was the standard like?
Standard was very good. Very imaginative. People really got stuck in. People who maybe hadn't done any gardening before found it very interesting. And I think there's thousands and thousands of new gardeners have been made as a result.
Which is great.
Because people got satisfaction.
They
realised you can actually, gardening isn't a chore, it's fun. And they've discovered that for themselves now.
And is it a form of productive mindfulness? You know, like when you're doing the garden, you can sort of just leave the world behind.
Yeah, well, I think it's been around long before mindfulness was around.
I think mindfulness was there since the beginning of time. Probably hadn't named it. But,
possibly.
Right, okay. Now, 5 categories. So there's the lockdown garden, and then I'm just looking through here, so I have all the categories before we go. There's the most colourful garden, there's the portrait, there's the veggie patch, and then there's the small space. So they're the 5 categories.
That's right, yeah.
Just in no particular order, we'll start with the lockdown garden.
Okay.
I'll announce the runners-up in no particular order. Mary McCarthy, Andrew Martin, Anthony and Pauline Boogie, Patrick Kerry and Paul Ferry. Congratulations to all of you. And the winner, drum roll, of the lockdown garden section, the winner of 500 euro, Fiona Liston. How are you doing, Fiona?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Ray. Hi, Gerry.
How are you doing?
Well done.
Great, thank you. Sorry, I'm like more nervous here than I was on my wedding day.
and you have a good memory of that, because your wedding day was when?
So I suppose with us, our initial wedding date was June 5th, which, like so many other couples, we had to postpone with COVID. So we actually got married on the 13th of August. So what, 2 weeks ago on Thursday.
Okay. And this is all connected, isn't it? Because what I'm looking at here, this wonderful transformation of your backyard.
is
thanks to your honeymoon fund.
Yes. So obviously when, like every couple, you really look forward to your honeymoon. And we had 3 weeks touring California and America in July as our honeymoon. And obviously we could see everything unfold and we knew that this is not going to be a possibility. So I'm a primary school teacher, so obviously I hadn't been at school since the 12th of March. So I was looking out at this abyss, I don't even know what you'd call it, and the weather was fine. And I said, we have to do something with this. We're not going to get away on honeymoon, so let's go with our back garden as our honeymoon destination.
Right, so you said, Fergal, we have to do something with this.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So there's a nice story about the house as well. You were renting the house, were you?
Yes, so we were actually renting this house, and the opportunity came up then to buy it. And just completely coincidentally, our mortgage came through with the approval and everything on the 14th of February, which was Valentine's Day. So we purchased the house and had it in our name then from the 14th of February. But we had been living in the house for 3 years. But I suppose, as many renters know, you don't want to invest too much money into a property when you don't know if you're actually going to be staying in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go over to Gerry Daly now, because he judged it. What impressed you most about the transformation of Fiona and Fergal's garden?
Well, it was a total transformation. I mean, it was
the standard
3 foot of concrete path around the house, a bit of grass that had seen better life.
Definitely.
And fences and walls. And they transformed it into a very modernistic quite imaginative space.
Yeah.
As a leisure space with seating and with tables and so on.
And, yeah, I think that was really what we wanted to create was we've actually nicknamed it and got a sign called the Snook. So wanted to create a room outside. That was our house is a terraced house, not a very big house, but we wanted to be able to entertain out there, which is something we couldn't do. So it was to create a room outside, basically, what we wanted to do.
Well, you've done that hugely successful. We're going to put a picture up on our website. It's a pity this isn't telly, but down in one of the corners, you've created probably, 8-foot walls, sort of a corner?
Yes. They were 8 foot. Yeah. We did it according to planning, however much you can go without needing planning.
And then you've an L-shaped seating area underneath that. And what you've done, which is very clever and very attractive and probably not that expensive, in the walls, you've set in sort of
recess.
A recess. That's the word I was looking for. What's it called? What's the official title of it?
It's called, he'll be very proud of me now when he hears this, my lingo. It's called a recess wall.
Right.
So it's to take the kind of very concrete look off something so that you can inset something into the wall. Like we just have pots in there at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was really a group effort with what we did. I have to say, from the minute we started the project, we had an old kind of falling down shed, and it wasn't in our budget to purchase a new shed, so I went out with my paint and painted it, but we needed to move the shed, which was not going to be an easy task.
Right.
And I have to thank my dad for coming with a very innovative idea, which was getting poles. And Fergal and my dad actually rolled the garden shed.
They would have done that in the pyramids, Jerry, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it was actually the stony stuff we were doing.
That's what they did. That's how they moved the big rocks. They put it onto poles and rolled it along. Yeah,
and Roland, that's how we moved the shed, because if we knew if we had to take it apart, we'd never get it back together again.
so you had a few slaves moving the shed.
Oh, God. They won't like that.
No, your father and Fergal. And listen, congratulations. It's a wonderful transformation.
Amazing.
And I think it's money well spent. I know, you can go to America some other time, but you have a lovely area there. A lovely area that this weekend, Fiona, you can celebrate winning our Grow More competition and €500 in cash.
Thank you so much. It's such a surprise. I'd actually even forgotten nearly that I had sent them in. I sent them in so long ago, and it's just... to get the call was just amazing.
Well,
and you've just made my week.
It's well deserved. And buy a few plants, Fiona.
It's so wind battered at the moment.
I know.
Few of the agapanthus might need to be taken up, I'd say, now with this wind.
Oh, it'll be lovely, lovely this time of year. Yeah.
It's just so lovely, and we appreciate it so much. And thank you.
I won't spoil it all by saying something stupid like, how are you getting ready for school? So we'll just leave it there. Okay, Fiona. See you now. Bye. That's our first winner today. That's a wonderful transformation there. As I say,
it's a very good high level of design.
Yeah.
Of design.
It looks like a professional job, doesn't it?
It does, very much so.
Yeah. We should have said that to her while she was on. Anyway, so it's the Board Be A Grow More competition. It's been going for the last few months, and today we are announcing the winners in the veggie patch. And I'd say this is something that a lot of people turned their hand to, thought it was too difficult, and probably doing it for the first time, as you say. So the runners-up, Vera Nolan and her son Niall. Their neighbour, Shan, was impressed by their work and entered them. So well done to you, Emma Perry. Well done to you, Arthur Moore, Siobhan Collins, Niamh and Dave McCormick, and Isabella Flynn is our winner. How are you doing, Isabella?
Oh my God! Wow! Thank you so much. Fantastic.
Whereabouts in the country?
I'm in Galway City.
Right. Okay. And are you new to this gardening lark?
Yes, I am very much. This is. Just 2 years ago, I bought a house with my husband, so it was my first time ever having a garden. And then on the 12th of March, we had to cease our daily work. I'm also a teacher.
Right.
And so I just thought it's a great time to get stuck in, and the weather was lovely, and I always wanted to grow, so yeah.
So you've a polythene tunnel, you've raised beds.
Yes.
Very impressive for somebody who hasn't done it before. I'll go over to our gardening guru, Jerry Daly, to comment on why you were chosen as winner.
Yeah, it is impressive. And It looks like the work of somebody who's been doing vegetable growing for a few years at least.
And it's very kind of you, Jerry.
Well, no, it's true. There's lots of stuff in it and it's all looking very nice and healthy. And you've grown in different ways. You have little beds and you have the tunnel and the open border as well. So it's very well achieved.
What are you growing there? What are you growing there, Isabella?
Oh, I've a lot of stuff. I have a lot of fruit: plum, apple, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. I have a little fig tree that didn't really work, but however. And I have tomatoes, cucumber, kale, turnip, chard, spinach, all the salads, and about 20 different herbs, and then flowers to attract all the bees.
And you are now able to go out, pick from the garden, and it's on your plate, ready to eat within half an hour.
Oh, within 5-10 minutes, I'm doing that every day now. And we're all enjoying the fruits of the labour now, which is great.
Yeah.
And you're discovering for the first time, I imagine, the brilliant taste of really, really fresh vegetables.
Oh, exactly, Jerry. Yeah, and it's all completely organic as well. So they all taste quite different to what you would buy on a shelf.
Right. They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And they even look different as well.
Will you be able to go back?
No. I'll stick with this, I think.
Yeah, excellent.
So you're deputy principal in a primary school.
Yes.
Again, I won't ask you about the preparations, but that's another day's work. But you will be, do your students know how successful a gardener you are?
Not particularly. We have a polytunnel in the school, which we had put in about 2 years ago, and I kind of look after that. And So this summer I asked the caretaker to put in some raised beds, and just for the children's well-being and everything, I've decided I'm going to use outside our classroom and the raised beds as
much as possible,
almost a classroom.
Very good.
Yeah, so I've bought some seeds, autumn seeds and stuff for them. So.
And what's been a revelation to you, Isabella, in your 2 years of doing the gardening?
Oh, golly. Growing sweet corn in the rest of Ireland, I think. I really didn't think that would work, but it did. Quite well.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are you going to spend your very large cash prize, €500?
Oh, I'm delighted with it. Thanks so much. I'll buy lots of seeds, I think, for the children in school, and I'll make some more improvements to my garden.
Any last words of advice, Jerry, before we let Isabella go?
Yeah, buy a peach tree for the greenhouse.
Right.
Lovely idea. Thanks, Jerry.
There you go.
Great. Thanks very much.
Right. Well done, Isabella.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you. We've only two categories done, Jerry. We're slow. That's my fault. First day back and all that. Most colourful. This was probably a difficult one. There was a lot of colour in the pictures that I saw over the last few weeks. A lot of colour.
It was a tricky one. There was at least 20 contenders.
Yeah. Yeah,
at least 20 contenders.
The runners-up, who all get €100 each, Mary Kennedy, Evelyn Russell, John Malone, Jack Duff and Geraldine Cronin. Well done to you all. But the winner is Angela Mannion in Clare Hall. How are you doing, Angela?
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled.
Well done, Angela.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
I
was hanging on there and I thought I was just going to be one of the runners-up. Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you.
No, you're like, it's an explosion of colour, your garden. It's a compact enough space. What are the dimensions of it?
It's about 34 foot long by 22 wide thereabouts.
Right.
So it's not a huge garden. No, it's not.
And what have you got in it? Give us a few names there.
Well, shrub wise, I'm great. I love colourful shrubs, first of all, and the standard ones like the hydrangeas and so on. I have an Acer in a shrub, the Acer palmatum, in the middle of the garden.
Yes.
And I have a lovely rose which I've had for a long time, which is Gertrude Jekyll. It's a beautiful rose, and it has just come back again. It has come on second run this time, so it's looking good. Believe it or not, this morning I woke up, Ray, pulled back the curtains, and a tree was down at the back of my garden.
No.
From
Francis. Yeah.
Luckily it fell into the garden. So it's actually a huge shrub. It's about nearly 20 foot high.
I'm looking at it here when I was standing. It's behind that shrub you've described there, is it? Just behind the shed. Is that
yes,
it? Yes. I'm looking at it here in the photograph, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, I can't see it falling down. I'll just have to imagine that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll tell you something. So that was some shock. So this really, this is such a lovely surprise that makes up makes up for that array now. It does really.
And Jerry Daly's here. And Jerry, what attracted you to this particular garden?
Well, as I said, it was a difficult, it's a very, very close competition between a number of people. But I felt that that Angela's design was a bit of everything. There was pot plants, there was shrubs, there was trees, there was one or two conifers, I think, as well. Rose, that Gertrude Jekyll rose, which looks almost like a camellia.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But it's big round flowers, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
and the combination just worked. I thought it worked very nicely together.
I'd say it brings you a lot of joy.
Oh,
Angela.
Absolutely! I mean, during COVID, it's because I had to cocoon. It was just the most wonderful experience to sit there in that lovely weather that we had,
yes,
and
May.
Just absolutely, you know, enjoy just looking at the plants. I could just sit there and just look at and watching the birds as well. And just, I could sit there for hours just looking at the different plants and at the birds and all of that. And it was wonderful. It was, when you have the weather to sit out, there's nothing like it.
The red umbrella went nicely with your red colour theme.
Well spotted, Jerry.
Well spotted, Jerry. Yes.
And as well as that, you're obviously a very, very assiduous waterer of plants in pots. Because they're in tip-top condition.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Well, well done. 500 euro in the post to you. Thanks, Angela. That's
fantastic.
Bye now.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care.
That's
Bye.
Angela Mannion and Claire Hall. We still have two categories to go: best use of space and garden portrait. They're coming up after this.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Just to mention as well, before we carry on, that Greencastle Coast Guard were involved in the rescue of Geraldine Mullen up in Mobile in County Donegal, that terrible family tragedy there. Now, we're in the middle of our Growmore Board Bia competition announcement. Jerry Daly's with us. We had hundreds of entries from all over the country. People sent us photographs of their gardens and their veggie patches and portraits of children and gnomes and dogs and cats and all sorts of things. Now, first we go to we best use of space to do and also garden portrait. And we'll go to the portrait first. And this we asked them to capture something other than the garden in the garden. And we got loads of different types of things. And well done to Sarah Hutchinson, Sarah Devakaran, Lorraine O'Hara, Maureen Carr and Roisin Dunn. They're runners-up and they get 100 euro each. And our winner in garden portrait category is Karen Dillon. Well done, Karen.
Hello, Ray.
How are you?
Lovely to talk to you.
You're in Drumlish in Longford.
That's it.
And it's a beautiful photograph. Talk us through it. It's your son.
That's him, Alex, sitting on the swing in the middle of a holy thunder and shower of rain. And I'm standing with the phone yelling at him to come in out of the rain.
Yes.
But I was in the kitchen that morning. It was end of June. We were probably, the start of that rainy season was coming, and he was just sitting and staring at the cows, watching the cows go in under a tree out of the rain, and it just caught me. It just caught me looking at him. I did pause, but I still went for the phone and I was still yelling at him while I was taking the photo, but it was a good one. He has his sweatband on too. The hair was getting long in the middle of lockdown, and it's just one of those moments.
It's a lovely photograph because you get the rain and you get Alex there, and then beyond Alex you have the cows, and he's going, I'm not coming in until the cows come home.
Yeah.
So,
beautifully composed picture.
Isn't it? Yeah. And is it a sort of a meadow type vibe in the garden? Is that?
Oh, yeah, we're a bit wild. We kept there's a ditch you can see between the two fields at the back, and we kept any fields that trees that were up around the house too, in the ditch, so we drained out and kept any trees, and we just like it a bit like that.
And what's the purple here? What's the purple there, Jerry?
It looks like catmint, I think, is it?
I'll take your word.
The bottom left hand corner, and there's some lovely grasses. It's really, it's almost has an impressionistic quality about it.
Yes, it's nearly like a painting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Have you got any training in photography or?
Oh, photography, no, and then gardening, less.
Well, whatever about gardening, you're a natural photographer anyway.
Well,
yeah, because it's just
superb. It's atmospheric.
Yeah, we're going to put that up. It's just a lovely photograph. It's a lovely photograph. It's a lovely one to have. You should. We might do that for you. Well, maybe we won't. We won't have time. But you should get that framed. You should blow that up and get it framed.
I'll surely have to now.
That'll be something to treasure. It'll be something to treasure.
Yeah.
And €500 on its way to you. Sorry we can't talk more, Karen, but we're running out of time. Well
nice
done.
To both of you.
Bye now. Bye. That's Karen
and
Dillon
just
there.
Just to briefly mention, Ray, the other in the same category, there's a fantastic picture of pheasant.
Yes.
There's a lovely picture of a roadside tribute to people with COVID, the COVID virus. And there's a picture of a robin, tiny little robin, feeding a huge cuckoo.
Oh, is that, we cuckoo's need a wildlife expert for that. Right, right. They're all brilliant. And thanks to everybody who entered. And well done to the winners. Now, last category, best use of space. And this is a lot of people have small little patches or balconies or whatever. And we got loads again. And the runners up, Anne Pearl, Gay O'Brien, Kathleen can be White or Wild, it says here, Tracy McGuinness and Linda Masterson. So all of you get €100 each. And the winner in our Best Use of Space category, Rachel Perkins. Congratulations, Rachel.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much. I'm delighted.
Yeah. You're in Stonybatter in Dublin. Not a lot of space around there. Not a lot of big gardens. But
yeah,
you've
that's
done
right.
Wonderful work. How big is your space?
Oh, it's tiny. It's, probably about 7 or 8 metres squared.
Right.
Yeah, so it's literally just a backyard at the back of the house.
And how new are you to gardening?
Completely new.
Okay.
Haven't done any gardening before, but my mom is a keen gardener, and she's often given me bits and pieces, and she's the one who encouraged me to send the photos in.
Okay. Yes. Jerry, well, yes. What have you got to say?
It's very nicely done. There's lots and lots of pots and various kinds and various plants in them. But one thing that I thought was very clever and worked extremely well was that you patterned the floor.
Yeah.
The floor was concrete. You painted it white, and then you did a stencil sort of thing onto it, which made it look like Mediterranean tiles. Completely changes the atmosphere of the whole space.
It's brilliant. It is actually brilliant.
And
your cheat worked perfectly on me, because I was trying to figure out what was going on there. So it's you've no tiles, it's just a stencil.
It's just stencils, yeah. And that took an awful lot longer than I had anticipated.
Well, it was well worth the effort. €500 the richer now, Rachel Perkins.
Oh,
sorry we can't
thank
talk
you.
Longer. But well done on that. And we'll put your picture up on the website so people can see how impressive your stenciling was. Well done, Rachel.
Thanks very much.
Jerry, thanks for everything. We were still getting questions in for you, so we're going to have you back.
Wonderful.
This isn't the end of our relationship.
Oh, that's good.
Right, great. And thanks for everything on that. And thanks to Grow More and Board Bia and everybody who entered. That's it from us. Mary Wilson's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.